driving back into Lahinch from Carrigaholt, the Loophead Peninsula, Kilkee, Doonbeg, Spanish Point, Milltown, Malbay, Quilty, all of those places driving back into Lahinch. It's a magnificent sight to look across the bay in Lahinch and see the Scanner on the other side. I have to say that the combination of Lahinch and Liscannor are irresistible. In Liscannor is a gem in its own right, which I'm not going to go into now in this audio. But what I would like to share with any of you who have any ambitions to come to Ireland is one very mundane point, that look, if you get the weather, there isn't a better place on earth to come to. And I know full well that you can do that on the west coast of Ireland, up and off the Atlantic. You can do it shrouded in rain and mist, and you know it won't be a joyous experience. But if you do see it on a halfway decent day, as we would call it, where at least some of the day you get good light. There's another tractor, by the way, below me on the right hand side, doing something to a field. So poorly, you wouldn't know what would grow in it other than dandelions and grass. But anyway, as you drive back in here, along the wild Atlantic Way, that new invention of Irish tourism, which you know, didn't exist a couple of years ago, I'm forced to recommend it, really. There's no way I couldn't recommend it as an experience. And I almost think that, you know, it has to be driven in both directions to get the whole experience, because and that wouldn't be a short drive. And to portray it in one direction is not to portray it in the other direction. So they are two very different experiences. I would never have seen Lahinch and Liscannor displayed in front of me through the car the way they are, or they have been a few corners back, if I was leaving, driving past, let us say. I mean, let's start from the Galway end, come from Galway, drive out around the Burren. By the way, Moy House is now on the left-hand side. There's still purple flowers there. And the warning signs on the road and the side of the road are the same colour as the gorse. But yeah, if I came from the Galway end, went out around the Burren, that amazing piece of limescone landscape, and came down past Listunfarna, on past the Cliffs of Moher, that huge honeypot for tourists, which is well worth visiting, by the way. Has a very good visitor centre worth visiting. Let nothing put you off going there. Better go out in a boat underneath the Cliffs of Moher and try it from there. That's even something special. I can personally recommend that, having done it. But the point is, having come through Lahinch over the hill, down through Liscannor, on around Lahinch, and driven, you know, onward to Kerry, if you will, I would never have seen the view that I get as I turn north. Now, one little thing I must tell you about, in case for any reason you ever get confused, and it can't be said often enough, there are two spellings of Lahinch. And actually nobody knows what the correct spelling is. It's L-E-H-I-N-C-H or L-A-H-I-N-C-H. Now, some will tell you that it's the townland or the village land, the territory, if you like, of Lahinch, as opposed to the village of Lahinch, which is Lahinch. But I don't know anyone who could tell it to me with complete authority, which is usually, we'll see road signs for both. So it must be quite an interesting discussion point. I'm passing now, as we drive into Lahinch this direction, a horse, a chestnut horse, minding its own business, and the Aylwee Cave. The Aylwee Cave is another place worth going to. They even have birds of prey on display there. But you get stalactites and stalagmites in the Aylwee Cave. That's another story. School road goes right, parking, area is on the left hand side. I'm looking down on Lange now, on around around the Cliffs of Moher, or over the top towards the Cliffs of Moher, and we come right down into the centre of the, I suppose I have to call Lange a town. It is really a village, to be truthful. There's a main street and there's a couple of side streets, and that's it, really, that's it. But it is a special place. I won't bore you with the why at the moment. There's a church here on the right hand side. There's a pub that's been shut for God knows how long called Slattery's. There's the Lange Golf and Leisure on the right, and there's it's called Centra on the right there. I'm going to go down the main street here, passing past Kenny's. Ah, I was trying to remember. There's an art shop, an art gallery in Kenny's Art Gallery, art by Irish artists. I don't know if it's what it's exhibiting today, but that's, you know, the stuff is mainly twee. You know, it's not like as if you wouldn't be getting, you know, great works of art there, but occasionally there are some real gems. I've seen some wonderful, I remember, great watercolour work there. I'm passing my great favourite, Flanagan's Bar. Turning right past the place where I made the first ever audio podcast. I made P. Frawley, F-R-A-W-L-E-Y, the pub shut. Now, Mr. Frawley. It was outside Mr. Frawley's pub in Lahinch Bar, I think you'd call it really, in Lahinch, that I made my first ever podcast. Never having listened to anybody else's podcast, I'd say, before. It was all new to me. And I'll never forget it. It was, I think, on an Easter Sunday morning, or else it was on a, certainly on a bank holiday, and there was nobody else around. And somehow or other, it's to be found back among my audio booms. If you put in Frawley, F-R-A-W-L-E-Y, I'm sure you'll get it. And that was 2,600 and something podcasts ago. I'm always very curious about what somebody's first effort at something is. You know, it doesn't really matter to me what it is, but I just love to get hold of somebody's first tweet, somebody's first Facebook update, somebody's first book, everybody's first poem, anything like that. I love it. There we are, back in Lahinch. Great to be back. What a wonderful day. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.